This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly event on the radio and in podcast form at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and we have 10 items on the story list, Michael, as usual. I wonder if we could have 10A, maybe 9B, just to add a little color.
Well, I mean, it's a complicated situation. This is not box office where we're measuring the number of tickets sold or widgets.
Number of people listening. No.
This is slicing salami of the mind.
Oh, did you just come up with that?
Yes.
Salami of the mind. I'd rather think it's more, depending on the host that you're listening to, bologna of the mind instead of salami of the mind.
That's definitely.
Yeah. All right, so we got the stories list, the people's list. Let's go.
Yeah, we're going to slice the bologna for you, folks.
Slice it up.
Yep. At number 10, we have California wildfires, and that's tied with climate change. They're tied together. At number 9, what a tale of woe. Stephen K. Bannon arrested for fraud. That came out of
Why is there no surprise attached to that?
Oh, my gosh.
Sleaze bag.
Yeah. Number 8, U.S. relations with China, Russia, and the Middle East. Number 7, the Black Lives Matter movement, race relations, and political correctness. At number 6, economic challenges facing the nation's businesses as they try to get back on their feet against all odds. At number 5, education struggles as schools try to get back on their feet against all odds. At number 4, healthcare, meds, and vaccines. At number 3, COVID-19 stats and projections. At number 2, the United States Postal Service under scrutiny. And number 1, the presidential race and the Democratic National Convention. On our people survey, at number 10, Tom Brenneman, a sportscaster who was pulled from the air because he didn't know his mic was live. At number 9, Stephen K. Bannon, a man who was pulled from a yacht. At number 8, Vladimir Putin.
Which he bought with money that he raised fraudulently from many donors.
Something like $25 million, hundreds of thousands in his pocket. Oh, my.
Guy's got a lot of balsam anyway.
He sure does. Yeah. Vladimir Putin and Alexei Navalny, a couple of Russians, at number 8. Number 7, Louis DeJoy. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi. Number 5, Bill and Hillary. Number 4, Barack and Michelle. At number 3, Kamala Harris. At number 2, Joe Biden. Number 1, Donald Trump. What a week. Whoa. It just is amazing.
A week. All right. Yeah. So the things that people have heard day in and day out about the Democrats and the Republicans and the convention, for my money, the thing that has the most interest and perhaps the most impact is what's going on in the Postal Service. If you haven't seen some of the pictures, Michael, and I'm betting that you have, a lot of folks talking about this, I saw somebody refer to it as Armageddon because of all the rotting food and the dead animals at postal facilities all around the country. And the focus of the news media has been the cutbacks. And yet, if you look at the policy rollbacks, they don't really appear to have changed very much. As you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I belong to the National Farmers Union. And the Farmers Union has been all over this because they figured that the Postal Service, if there were cutbacks, the first people who would be affected, kind of like with net neutrality, would be folks in rural America. And, you know, the Postal Service means more there than it does, let's say, to many people who live in big cities or people who have access and use the internet and use email and all that stuff to communicate. Well, folks in rural America don't have that luxury, frankly. And so when you look at rule changes, whether they have, you know, whether they're impactful or not, one of the worries has been as to whether or not the Postal Service would be doing things that would get in the way of people sending in absentee ballots or voting in the mail. So right. when you one of the things they did do this week, the Postal Service has forbidden employees from signing absentee ballots. You know, you have to have a witness when you send in the ballot. You have to have somebody witness your, you know, you can fake a signature. Who knows? How are they going to prove that? That's what's one of the things that's really so rotten about using the Postal Service or mail for voting. So I just I was interested in your what you heard in your circle this week about some of these things.
Well, you just explained it all, and you did a good job of it. It's down to, is the Postal Service up to the task of handling a large increase of mail that would include mail-in ballots because of coronavirus, or is that just a ploy to create doubt about the accuracy of the election by the part of the president?
The speciousness of that argument is that fewer and fewer people are using the Postal Service. They haven't cut back the number of employees, and they really haven't cut back in service. So why should adding ballots? That's what they're there for. They're there to carry the mail and deliver the mail. They have trucks. They have buses. They have
All I know is that, you know, I'm just a person, and I'm in a business, and I do not find that the Postal Service is so terrible.
I don't either.
I mean, you're going to find in any kind of an operation that depends upon man and machines, or persons and machines, to be correct, that there's going to be breakdowns, that there are going to be screw-ups. But when you stop and think about what it costs to mail a letter and how many transactions take place every day in America through this thing we call the United States Postal Service, I think it's pretty miraculous that it runs as smoothly as it does.
You can throw a letter. I'm one of the few people I know. I don't know whether you do or not. We've never had this conversation. I pay all my bills in the mail. I get my checks in the mail, although more and more people that I do business with want to send me electronic funds transfer. Okay, so you want to do that, that's fine. But when it comes down to brass tacks here, I've never thought the Postal Service is any great shakes because it's too unionized and there's too much politically correct stuff going on, so it's not very efficient. And some of the, like I went to the post office in Santa Monica the other day, and the woman was just surly and nasty. But I got done what I needed to get done. She didn't want to help me, but she ended up helping me.
But did she refuse to go out with you for dinner? Is that what it was?
No, I wasn't interested in her for dinner, but thanks for asking. Yeah, no,
I don't know. I want to know what the circumstances of what
her silliness is based on. Well, I had sent a letter, and it came back in the mail, and so I went in to get it corrected, and she said, well, you got to find the thing. And I said, well, I don't know. That's the address I had. So I said, this is where it's going. And she said, well, I don't know anything about that. But then she looked it up on her computer, and it came up with the right address, so she changed it, and begrudgingly, when I paid my whatever it was, $8, she didn't say thank you. Does that bother you? When you give somebody some money in exchange, no matter where it is, a post office, a grocery store, wherever, you're giving them money to pay them to be there, and yet they feel like they're doing you a favor if they don't say thank you.
Yeah, well, they think that you should be saying thank you to them for providing you with the service, and they think
I would. If they say thank you to me, I say, oh, no, thanks very much.
So here's my opinion on this. I have rendered a verdict. Both sides should say thank you in every transaction.
Who starts it? Who should say thank you first?
It should be natural and organic. It should be spontaneous. As long as it happens. Okay. So if somebody else says thank you first, you should say thank you with a lot of zealousness. No, thank you. No, thank you.
No, thank you. Yeah. No, that old line. Yeah, that's it. 15 past the hour.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Let me do a couple things and then we'll go back to our silly comparatives here. MyPillow, nothing silly about that. The latest focus is on you getting a good night's sleep thanks to the MyPillow pillow topper and mattress topper. MyPillow has a patented foam, solid, superior support topper, three unique layers. Check it out online at MyPillow.com. One of the many things that they do that is really, it's an American company that's got a great story. So provide yourself with a mattress topper that will keep your body cool. That's what you want. You don't want to wake up in a sweat. Oh, there's nothing worse than that. So provide yourself with this at a great price at MyPillow.com. Zippered, removable cover, washable and dryable like everything else that you get from MyPillow, including their pillows. So check it out. The best way for you to have a great night's sleep is with the mattress topper, the sheets, the pillows, the pillowcases, all of it right there. If you spend more than $200 at MyPillow.com, they'll finance it for you. Check it all out. Spend and enjoy the health that comes from having a great night's sleep, courtesy of all the products at MyPillow.com. When you're buying, checking out, use the code DJV for the best deal.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown. The Tom Brenneman story, he's number 10 on the People list this week. His father, Marty, was somebody that I knew fairly well when I was working in Cincinnati in the late 80s. He was the broadcaster that was, you know, he was beloved Cincinnati. Everybody, anybody that had anything to do with the Cincinnati Reds was beloved. Pete and even What's-Her-Face, who owned the team, and the Brennemans. But there's a, remember when Reagan said the bombs are going to start in Russia with the mic open, and that lesson you obviously didn't get learned by Brenneman because his mic was open and he said something stupid. So now he's out of a job, right? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, you're not supposed to say, the rule in radio is don't say anything near a microphone that you wouldn't say on the air. That a microphone is deadly, whether it's on or off in your mind. And he made the mistake of saying something, thinking the mic was off. That was a slur against, you know,
gays.
Gays. And, yeah, it's unfortunate. Quite often this happens. Sometimes this happens to people whose track record is impeccable. Where they're making a joke or something to their friend, which brings up, you know, the inner workings of political correctness are profoundly complex.
Yes.
It really is.
Number seven this week on the countdown.
Yeah.
Politically, that whole business about who gets... and I have something to add to that, if I may. We continue here with an experience at the dentist this week that fits into that, if you'll... but we can use our imagination for a moment or two. No. 21 after the hour is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, we discuss what's going on based on the story list that's at talkers.com. We can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, etc. It's all about talk. We wanted to continue a little bit. Not necessarily with Tom Brenneman. Did I mention it on the air or off the air? The Anderson Cooper interview with Mike Lindell.
That was off the air. That was off the air.
All right, on the air,
you said that you were going to talk about something that happened to you.
Oh, in terms of political correctness. Right. Because the business, number seven this week on the countdown, is a focus, continuing focus on the Black Lives Matter movement and the politically correct stuff, which we find ourselves caught up in. I feel captured almost by it. I was at my dentist this week in Los Angeles, and she's a North Korean. She's from South Korea.
She's Kim Jong-un's sister.
Dentist. Right, yeah. And she's from South Korea. And we were talking. She knows what I do for a living. And she asked me kind of she's a very, very sweet, very smart lady, all the right pedigree, all the right degrees. She has a great business sense. She runs a wonderful, everybody in my family goes to her. And so anyway, she was talking to me about the politically correct side of the Black Lives Matter movement as it might apply to her. Why doesn't it apply to her, in a manner of speaking? She didn't say that directly, but her implication was, as a South Korean who's come to America and has been normalized, she's a citizen, her family's citizens, why is it that, you know, there are some prejudices toward Asians? And why is there not a focus on that? Why is it just about blacks? Why isn't it about everybody?
That is a ridiculous argument. You realize there are organizations that defend Asians in terms of...
Well, aren't there organizations defending blacks?
Yes. What I'm saying is the reason that she does not come under the umbrella of Black Lives Matter is because she's not black.
No, she doesn't. She wasn't saying that. She said, basically, paraphrasing, doesn't my life matter? I'm not black, but does my life matter? Basically asking, and she's a pretty liberal, you know, I mean, she's Californian. Most people there. I mean, she's asking a question that a lot of intelligent people are asking. Why is the focus just on blacks and not on everybody in terms of, does my life matter?
Does a homeless person's life matter?
The point
is well taken, but the issue is very complicated in terms of why do proponents of the Black Lives Matter movement get upset when someone says all lives matter, which is considered to be an insult? And I've gone into depth with that on a number of interviews and a number of conversations. It's not that they don't think all lives matter. They believe that that's used as a phrase to indicate non-support of the current movement that Black Lives Matter. That by saying all lives matter, it comes across, the innuendo of it, Doug, is that it's dismissive of the importance of the current movement.
Do you believe that's the case?
I understand that's how they feel. Do I believe it's the case?
Yes, I do too.
In the big picture, no, but I respect how they feel, because there are some people that will say all lives matter because they don't want to support.
Right.
Like Pence, that he wouldn't say Black Lives Matter. He would just say all lives matter. Say Black Lives Matter. They do matter. And that's the point. Do Asian lives matter? Yes, Asian lives matter. But if you say all lives matter to diss the Black Lives Matter movement,
it depends on motivation, I think, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And that's the kind of intelligence we need to get through this binary thinking and this political correctness that stifles conversation.
You know, that's a great phrase, binary thinking. Because that's really what it, and there's so much of that, not just about Black Lives Matter, but look at the spectrum of conversation and how many people are polarized, stuck, if you will, in a position they don't dare move away from. Let's talk about that as we continue in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden formally accepted the Democratic presidential nomination last night as the party's four-night virtual convention wrapped up. Biden saying of the sitting president he'll face in November,
"Our current president has failed in his most basic duty to the nation. He's failed to protect us. He's failed to protect America. And my fellow Americans, that is unforgivable."
President Trump is promising next week's Republican convention will have more live speakers than the DNC had. Former Trump White House strategist Steve Bannon, out of jail after pleading not guilty to federal fraud charges, the Justice Department charging him and three others with scamming donors to a We Build the Wall fundraiser. Prosecutors say Bannon and the others used some of the donor money for personal expenses. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
The storm that could turn into the next hurricane of the season that could hit the U.S., now a tropical depression in the northwestern Caribbean. It is expected to hit the Texas and Louisiana coast on Monday night. Goodyear workers and local leaders in Akron, Ohio, voicing their support for the tire maker in the face of attacks by President Trump. Dozens rallied outside Goodyear's Akron headquarters yesterday to support the company after the president called for a Goodyear boycott after workers at a Kansas Goodyear factory were told that Trump's MAGA hats were banned on the campus. Goodyear says political campaign statements are not allowed on their properties as an anti-harassment measure. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves ordering a stop to tailgating at college football games this fall. Under an executive order issued yesterday, social distancing must be enforced and seating will have to be capped at 25% capacity, and those game day rallies and tailgating events are forbidden. And Tosh.0 is coming to an end. The comedian's video clip comedy show, wrapping up after its upcoming 12th season. Daniel Tosh had signed a 4-season deal with the company back in January. It's unclear if he'll remain with the network now that his show is canceled. The sources telling Variety that Tosh and Viacom are shopping the series to other outlets. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Spend some more time with us here. That's the invitation. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly feature that has in it all of the accoutrement, if you will, the stories, the people, discussion, what's going on in the world of news talk radio from the country's foremost expert in that. That's Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Have I left any hanging chads on the last half hour?
Hanging chads. There you go. No, I think that we have covered it quite well, and I think that we can take the next half hour off.
Like,
play old right. Tapes of...
right. Former countdowns, yes, yes. One of the things that happened this week that was this sort of a countdown extra, I feel compelled to have a conversation about it. A lot of people have been talking about it in the sense that, you know, we tend to spend too much time watching stuff like CNN and MSNBC and Fox. I don't know why people seem to feel that it's important to have it either on in the foreground or the background, but it is. So this week, Anderson Cooper, who's kind of an arrogant SOB to begin with, takes on Mike Lindell, who is highly thought of by some because of his starting the company that we talk about, MyPillow. They become a gajillionaire selling pillows and things that are related to that. They advertise here on this program. They advertise on CNN. I didn't check to see whether they were still advertising on CNN after Anderson Cooper ripped Mike Lindell from one end of the screen to another because Lindell's claiming have found something that will eliminate COVID, some kind of Anderson Cooper referred to him as a snake oil salesman. I don't know. I think a lot of those things are worth trying. There's certainly nothing that's going to happen that's hurtful, and it may work. But Cooper, because he is as arrogant as he is, he just so epitomizes for me, Michael, an arrogant New Yorker. That's all I can. When I look at him and I listen to stuff like this, and I wonder what his appeal is. And I would say that across the board. Even sometimes, do you ever wonder when you listen to somebody that's fairly popular as a talk radio host, how it is that that person became as popular as he or she may have?
I wonder that about people in all fields of talent sometimes.
Do you?
You know, what
yeah.
do people see in them or whatever.
Yeah.
I just wonder how much of your feeling about Anderson Cooper is based on his politics as opposed to his personality. That if his same
well, I think his politics is where he wears it on his sleeve on television. And, you know, you could say, well, why is it different from television to radio? And because we blurred the lines, talk radio has become political talk radio. I mean, it's not all talk radio. There's not much of other kinds of talk on talk radio other than political talk radio.
The news talk radio has become primarily political. It wasn't always that way. I mean,
no.
20 years ago, 25 years ago,
right.
politics was a subject discussed on general talk radio.
Not until Limbaugh came along. Would you agree with that?
Limbaugh definitely started that going with no doubt. Limbaugh was definitely the driving force in turning what's called talk radio into a political format. However, from the Talkers magazine perspective and from my perspective, when I talk about talk radio, I'm talking more about spoken word radio. It's also sports talk. There are relationship shows that are still big. You do have financial talk shows that are part of the mainstream of news talk.
Yes.
You have things on news talk that are not necessarily political. You have shows about technology, about computers. There's all kinds of pet shows, gardening shows, how-to shows.
Information shows.
And even among the political talkers, there is a constant discussion about how much politics should a political talker talk about. Because you want to know about their personal life. You want to know about pop culture. Sometimes pop culture, you know, borderlines on politics, movies, books.
Yeah.
What's going on in sports sometimes overlaps. In radio, we call that crossover. Happens in music. A country record will suddenly become a rock hit. Things of that nature. So thankfully, it remains blurry at the edges.
Well, you know? I was thinking about Dave Ramsey, who's somebody that I have a lot of respect for because he's made something out of nothing, literally. He was a guy that was broke. I think he was bankrupt. And he created an empire based on his own work and putting things together and being smart. But I also wonder sometimes as I listen to him, and I actually had this conversation with him once. I don't know if you ever had or not. But for those who don't know, Dave Ramsey is, I think, on the talkers list number 3. Is he not on the Heavy 100?
Number 3 on the Heavy 100.
Right. He's got well over 500 stations listening.
The only people ahead of him on the Heavy 100 is you
Limbaugh.
And me.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
No,
I'm kidding, folks.
I did not see you on the Heavy 100, Ron.
Never. Really? I've never been on the Heavy 100 I'm the guy that presides
comes
over
up with the list.
Over the committee. Wouldn't that be pretty?
Right.
Well, you're on the Heavy 100. You've been on the Heavy 100 every year since it began over 26 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know what kind of an accomplishment that is? If you look at the original...
Has anybody else been on? Bohannon and I. Probably the only two guys that have been
on.
Do you think?
Limbaugh has been on. But, we had people like Barry Farber, Williams, Sally Jesse Raphael.
Now, that was the era of... there was an ombudsman-like feel to some of the things on talk radio. Would you...
Yes.
I mean, Ramsey sort of addresses that. In a manner of speaking, except he has there's a religious tone, and that's what I was getting at. I asked him, you know, would you make it, would this show work, if you didn't have that sort of tone to it? Because he, you know, it's clear that there is a connection not only to the stuff that he does, but to some of the people he's supporting on his little network that he's created.
Well, he has a connection to a religious organization.
Yeah, they were the ones that got him started.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's that connection, and obviously, that's the circle he travels in.
Yeah.
There's a moral, spiritual component to the program, but it's not the primary message nor the primary product.
Okay, but now this begs another question. There are several networks around these days that are run by, there was one run by the Catholic Church. There's this sort of non-denominational network that does both talk and music. But it is, it's about either Catholicism or Christianity. And one wonders what the impact is of those stations and that approach.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Religion makes money in whatever venue you package it.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Now, that being said, there's always been religious radio all the way back to the beginning of radio. It has always been a place where churches would have sermons, and some of the major broadcasters on television and radio going all the way back were reverends, priests, various and sundry religious leaders. Religion is a part of American life. It's organized, and it has media. Now, what's fascinating today in today's media, Doug, is ministries that operate websites, radio stations, and television stations. It's a whole shadow, and I don't mean that in a negative. It's a shadow industry that parallels the broadcast industry that you and I operate in. Mm-hmm. But its paradigm is different. It doesn't sell advertising. It sells donations, and they raise enormous amounts of money.
Well, they can do it under the guise of the 501c3, just like Steve Bannon did. Raise money, and who knows what they do with it.
Well,
right?
I'm not accusing them of anything.
I'm not accusing them either. It's just an observation.
Right. So, but the point is that they operate media outlets that are very sophisticated, more sophisticated in terms of multi-platform presentations than even commercial entities. But their main thrust is not the broadcasting business, it's the religion business.
Yeah.
And these broadcast operations, because they're not just radio, they have TV, radio, and internet. These are basically ministries, not broadcast companies. They're ministries. A ministry operates in a completely different business paradigm. You follow my drift?
I do. Yep.
And that's it's a fascinating field. It's a gigantic field, and they make a ton of money, and they have their own subculture. They have their own stars. They have their own, issues.
Right. They have their own culture. So literally is a culture.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know how my mind wanders sometimes. You know me well. When you said, do you follow? What immediately popped into my mind is the scene from the movie The Sting, where Robert Shaw, who's the bad guy, is he plays a character that's trying to chase down Robert Redford and
Paul Newman,
and he's in a card game and he's trying to threaten the guy that he's playing with, and he looks at him, he says, "Ya falla?" Why would I remember something like that from a really obscure scene? Just one of those things. It's word association, which is, by the way, an important part of the talk radio world. The words, we make our living, we make this work based on the value of the words that we speak.
Yeah. And well, in conversation, the old thing of you get it, or you follow me, you follow my drift. I used an old 50s expression there to be kind of like campy.
Yes.
But even some of these Eastern gurus, they'll say, yes, sky is, yes, like you follow? Are you?
Yeah.
It's kind of a way to have a connection to the person who's listening that you want to know whether or not they're tuned into what you're saying. Or
they're with you.
Or they're with you, right.
Yeah, right. You want to know whether they're with you or not. Well, right now I have to get people to think about their weight. So much discussion this week about COVID as usual in the world of the talk radio stats. You look at number six, five, four, three. Those all have to do with the situation around COVID. And the people who are getting sick these days are ones that are overweight. They have issues. If you're overweight and you don't want to get sick, best listen to what I have to say here for the next 60 seconds, or maybe better yet, instead of listening to me, we're talking about the effect of words, and I can use words like drainage. I can focus on your hips and your thighs, and the word cellulite comes to the surface. All of those things could maybe be a motivator for you to go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin, which is the only weight loss formula in the world that doesn't have any stimulants, it doesn't have any drugs, and that's why they've been around for decades, and they've helped so many hundreds of thousands of people. They can help you, too. If you're serious, if it's the time for you to lose weight, I suggest strongly that you go to toploss.com. Look at all the benefits of getting onto this program, safe for everybody in the family. And right now is a great time to buy, as they have their sort of early fall Labor Day special. Good God, are we talking about fall already? Buy three, get three free. So there's a six-month program. Each one of these bottles or cans has enough in it for a one-month experience. I believe it takes 6 months for your body to be tuned up so that you'll lose the weight and keep it off. Take my advice. Doesn't cost you any more. Whether you buy three or you get six, it's still the same price. Go to toploss.com. You get that deal by using the code DJV. Plus, you have no shipping charges. That's the discount code DJV at toploss.com.
This is a national health care alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
All right, so this week, one of the things that Michael does among his many chores is to beside the countdown and managing Talkers Magazine, at talkers.com and at Michael Harrison Interview, mhinterview.com. This week you have something that is kind of a departure from what you usually do and what we usually talk about.
Yeah, this is an interview with an expert on what's going on in China. He's an American. His name is Levi Browdy. And we talk about the Chinese persecution of a large spiritual movement that has really taken over China and is spreading to the United States. Very controversial because it stands up in the face of the CCP, the Communist Chinese government, and they have tarnished its reputation, saying it's a cult and it's subversive, when in fact all it is a modern packaging of Buddhism and very harmless. It's called Falun Gong, and they are killing these people. They are suppressing them. They're incarcerating them and then killing them when they can sell their organs in the organ donor business. We're talking a real, real crisis.
Are they doing the same with Muslims? It seemed to me
they have the Uyghur population, which is Chinese Muslims, are being put in slave camps in communist China.
And they made them work when COVID, everybody else went home. They put them to work in the COVID plants, or the plants affected by COVID. Yeah.
Shocking.
All right, that sounds like an important interview. MHinterview.com, or you can find it at talkers.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sort of the inside scoop when it comes to movies usually comes from my pal Chuck Curry, but he's off today, so it's left to me to observe what will happen this weekend as many movie theaters open up. Not in some of the bigger cities, but where I am, for example, in Framingham, Massachusetts, the AMC 16 screen theater complex is opening up. And I was looking at a commentary that was done as we think about opening up all of the things. You know, there's a lot of promotional excitement. And I'm kind of excited. I want to go to the movies because I haven't been. And I love going to the movies. I don't like watching movies unless I know the movie on the television screen. I want to watch it on the big screen. And I've made that point for years and years and years, especially as we got into the COVID thing and more people were watching all sorts of things on the small screen. And, you know, like Mulan is on the small screen only from Disney, which I think is a huge mistake. I'm not going to watch it on the small screen, but maybe I'm not the audience. Maybe they're not targeting people my age. I would think they'd want to have the broadest hit possible. So maybe you put it on the screen at home, or you do the double approach. You put the stuff on the screen in the theaters and at home. That's a big deal. You know, AMC has said to, what was that, I think Universal, you guys can take a hike, because if you make your movies available the same day, both on streaming and in the theater, then we're not going to run your movies, which I think is makes sense. Meanwhile, the excitement falls to this movie that's coming out today, and some people, after they've seen the movie, are wondering what all the excitement is. I'm not sure the excitement is about the movie. Frankly, I'm not even sure that I would be excited to see it, except I just want to see something. Unhinged is the movie. It's essentially an angry white male revenge flick. It's the first wide release to invite you back into theaters since, what, the end of March? Russell Crowe is the bad good guy, bad guy. He's the main guy in it. It comes off, according to some reviewers, as kind of mediocre. It's too much gore, though, from what I've read. I may not want to go see that. I may go to the movies and see something else that's old, that's been around for a while. Car crashes galore, apparently, in this movie. Is there, you know, a deep social meaning to it? Probably not. You know, it's just, it is what it is. It was not meant to be the only thing around. When they produced it, they made this movie last year. Okay, they're going to add it to the summer bill of fare. But obviously everything changed, so the only courageous move here for them was to put it out as the first big movie to be in theaters now that they're opening up again. So whether you go to see it or not, if it's worth watching at the theater or whether you're at home or whatever, Russell Crowe is one of our better actors, I think. He looks old, and the promotional stuff I've seen for this movie, he looks fat. He doesn't, I mean, but that's the way, you know, he's a great character actor. You remember he played Roger Ailes in that movie, and he really, I mean, you had to look three or four times at him to realize it was him. That's how good an actor he is. So there are some people who think that he's better than this, that this movie about a troubled man, no name is attached to him, but, you know, there's no real mystery right away. You know what he's all about, according to the reviewers. And it's kind of a short movie. It's only an hour and a half. But how many car crashes and how many murders and hacker-slasher things can you get in an hour and a half? I mean, how much can your brain handle of this stuff? When you watch what's on television, seeing all the stuff that so feels the same, doesn't it? When you watch even the Law & Order franchise that still is around, or most of the Dick Wolf, whether it's Chicago, the Chicago shows, the FBI shows, or you look at NCIS, the mainstay of drama on TV is all about murder, Blue Bloods. It's all shoot 'em up, although I would say that I would like to see a movie. I'd like to see a Blue Bloods movie, frankly. The characters are so well-developed. That is really what the show is all about. It's not about who Danny is chasing or, you know, whatever encounters the husband and wife get into, Jamie and his wife. It's a good show. But this is a one-time shot, and the anger that is in it, I suppose, maybe reflects some of the road rage that we have today. There's a lot of angry people around, and maybe that's why people will identify with the movie. Anyway, we got something happening. Movie theaters opening in many places around the country this weekend. Go just for the fun of it. That's what I'm going to do. See something good.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.